Now, the Australian Museum's annual Eureka Prize finalists have been announced, and there's a new prize for 2019. Three finalists have been announced for the Prize of STEM Inclusion to increase participation, interest, and access to STEM. One nominee is Sensory Science, a series of interactive exhibitions that are designed to make science accessible for people with impaired vision. People from all walks of life, students and seniors and researchers, are unpacking scientific concepts through things like sound and smell and touch. The exhibitions are run by the University of New South Wales and Monash University, who wish to bring science to everyone. Now, this morning we are joined by Dr. David Jacks. He is a group leader of the Single Molecule Science at UNSW. Dr. Jacks led the second Sensory Science exhibition at UNSW in December last year. Dr. David, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And firstly, congratulations on being nominated for the Department of Industry, Innovation and Science Eureka Prize for STEM Inclusion.
Thanks so much. It was a great surprise to be listed as a finalist. I mean, this is a terrific honour for what, you know, we think is a great initiative. And just given that it's only in its first year, to be be recognised at that level is very exciting for us.
It is truly a great initiative. So tell us a little bit about the Sensory Science exhibition. How does it work?
So what it is that it came about out of this idea that a lot of us do science that's based on images. So we use microscopes looking at tiny objects, or, you know, we label molecules with light so we can see what they're doing, or even just the most basic scientific tool of all, the computer monitor. That's a visual thing, right? And we wanted to make our science available to everybody. We want to tell the world about what we're doing. But Jamie Rostron down at Monash had this sort of epiphany that 500,000 Australians are actually low vision. So how do we bring the science to these people? So one of the things that we thought was that, you know, being a scientist is actually the ability to create, to think creatively about challenging problems. This is the key part of being a scientist. So we actually set ourselves the challenge of bringing science to those who can't necessarily see our PowerPoint presentations or look at our computer monitors.
I think that this is absolutely fantastic. What are the ways in which you're engaging people with low or no vision?
So the name of the event was Sensory Science. So we tried to take the visual aspect away from the science and bring in the other senses. So obviously we've got sound, we can still talk to people with low vision, and we've got touch. So this is some of the key senses that we can use. So probably the most fun aspect of bringing this to the low vision community was actually engaging with an artist who's called Dr. Erica Tandori. I didn't know at the time that Dr. Erica wasn't actually a scientist. She actually has a PhD in fine art.
Oh, wow.
So she is herself legally blind. And I was just yesterday Googling some of her art. I go, wow, if, you know, an artist who's blind can produce this, then there should be no barrier to people with, you know, vision impairments enjoying science, even becoming scientists. So working with Erica was great because she could help us understand what it is that people with low vision experience. And as an artist, she was actually able to sort of work on our briefs, if you like, to try and build tactile models of things that we wanted to show. I'm myself a virologist and molecular biologist, so she was able to help us build models of molecules that we could, you know, have people who can't see feel them and see what they look like in with their hands. But we didn't just use touch. Some of the guys were able to use smell. And that was a very creative way of explaining vaccination, of all things, using smell.
How do you explain vaccination with smell?
So the idea is based around what we call immune memory. So you expose the person to a particular antigen, which is the thing that the body is going to remember and be able to fight in the future. So people who came into this room were given a bag which had a fragrant something inside it. And this was great because the bag was made of hessian. So even if people could see, they still couldn't cheat on this one. They could still see. So they couldn't see what was inside. So you smell the bag, and go, oh, that smells like coffee. And then they would give the sort of 5-minute spiel about how immune memory works. And then they had a line of bags in the room and said, right, you've been exposed to that one right at the beginning, so you probably remember what it smells like. Can you pick which one of these cells, which with the bags, is infected? So people would go around and they'd smell all the bags and go, oh, that's anaesthetic. That's not what I remember. You know, ah, coffee, found it. That's the infected cell. And so that's the concepts that we were trying to get across. And smell's a good one because a lot of biology happens, you know, at the cellular level, obviously without sight. Cells don't see anything. It's all done with chemicals and pressures and things like this. And so smell is a really good illustration of how cells work at that level.
Absolutely. What's the feedback you've received from participants who took part in the exhibition?
Oh, it's brilliant. You know, everybody had such a good time. And, you know, people were saying, you know, tell us when you're doing it again. You know, we want to come again.
Mm.
I think you know, it was a great way for us to end the year. We held the UNSW event in December. So we had a very much a Christmas theme around that. So we had a little Christmas tree of pathogens. I had my mum making little crochet Ebola viruses that we hung on our tree. You know, and I think everybody had a great time. It was such a party atmosphere.
Oh, Mrs. Jacks, yeah. You're going for gold. That's fantastic.
Oh, she did. She absolutely nailed it. It was brilliant. Like, you know, my mum said, how can I help? I said, well, could you knit me some Ebola? She's like, yeah, I'll do that.
Wow, that's fantastic. Some mums cut up oranges for school sports, but your mum knits Ebola. I love that much.
Yeah.
Well, I think that this is the most incredible thing, not just for the low vision community or the vision impaired community, but for just kids who don't learn in a typical way. A tactile way is an incredible way to teach people, and especially young people. Everyone learns a little bit differently. So I think that this is so incredibly fantastic in creating inclusion in STEM.
You know, that was one of the key points to come out of this. We tailored the event for vision impaired, but we had school groups coming where maybe one of the kids had vision impairments, but the rest of them, you know, could still see. And they got as much out of it as anybody else. It really was such an inclusive day.
Mm.
You know, this isn't targeting a community to the exclusion of others. It really was all-encompassing.
I think that's absolutely beautiful. Unfortunately, Doctor, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, thank you.
That was Dr. David Jacks from Single Molecule Science at UNSW discussing the Sensory Science Exhibition. Now, for more information about sensory science, you can follow their Twitter. It's at Single Mol Sci. The winners of the Australian Museum Eureka Prizes will be announced Wednesday, the 28th of August. That's in a couple of weeks. We'll pop some links on the podcast, some photos as well. We've got some beautiful photos we want to share with you. Head to 2ser.com/weekendbreakfast, I should say, after the show.